But first, where is Shapiro, Shapiro waiting at the moment? Well, in of all places, Croatia. Bruce, welcome to the program. We won't discuss what you're up to there because you have to get stuck into your potty-mouthed president.
Well, it's interesting. You know, Donald Trump long ago, I think, gave up we thought he'd given up the ability to shock any of us. But when the other day he suddenly started tweeting out a series of blatantly racist declarations about the squad, the four freshmen members of Congress who are seen as the sort of vanguard of the new progressivism, in which he said that these four brown-skinned women should go back to the crime-infested countries they came from. It did kind of set a new standard, even for this president, a standard, first of all, of overt racism. This is the question of people going back to where they came from is one of the oldest racist tropes in American history, whether it is the 19th century desire to send freed slaves back to Africa, or the language of the anti-immigrant crusades of the early 20th century. And it's particularly ironic since in this case, Representatives Ayanna Pressley, Ilhan Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and Rashida Tlaib, all but one were in fact born in the United States. And Ilhan Omar came to the U.S. from Somalia as an asylum seeker, fleeing war and persecution in exactly the classic Statue of Liberty American model. So it did hit Washington pretty hard,
But Bruce, not one prominent Republican has spoken out against Trump.
Well, yes, and that's the key here is that while the Democrats, in fact, did unite in criticism, and there have been some Republican voices, it should be said. The national leadership of the Republican Party has been silent. And in fact, Mitch McConnell has said nothing. Senator Lindsey Graham, seeming determined to out Trump, has called these four women communists. The level of debate has sunk to a new low, and the kind of language associated with some of the worst episodes in American history. It is a shocking moment, and we should retain our capacity.
And of course, it presages what's going to be an incredibly unpleasant election campaign, because he's drawing lines in the sand all over the place.
Well, it does, and the sense that the Republican Party, even those elements, the sort of corporate Republicans who stepped aside and took issue with some of his earlier comments, have now accepted this as normal, certainly doesn't bode well for the future. On the other hand, it's had an interesting effect on the Democratic Party. I think one of the things that Trump was trying to do here was escalate the fight that had been occurring in public between the four women of the squad and Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, which is a generational argument over whether to proceed quickly with impeachment or not, and how quickly to press for progressive reforms and policies. There's been a generational fight that Trump hoped to escalate, and instead, I think what it's done is give Pelosi a sort of escape hatch and off ramp from what had been a troubling family fight among the Democrats. She immediately came out and denounced the president's statements, even as he was doubling down on them in a press conference yesterday.
But Bruce, there's also a tactical. Let me rephrase that. It could be argued that this is another diversionary tactic by Trump, that he wants to misdirect attention away from a calamitous political failure on the matter of the census.
Well, indeed. I mean, and one of the things I think we've learned about this president is that whenever he takes a big defeat, he distracts. In this case, last week, the president himself finally admitted the obvious, which was in the face of the U.S. Supreme Court's denunciation of his attempt to put a citizenship question on the U.S. census, and an attempt to intimidate immigrant communities from taking part in the census, that he was no longer going to, after promising he was going to put that question on, he finally had to admit defeat last week and said they're no longer going to do it. This storm of tweets came out a couple of days later, and it is, I think, an attempt to distract. Similarly, it's an attempt to distract from another failed promise. For the last several weeks, the president has been saying, oh, we're about to do raids. The Immigration Customs Enforcement is about to do raids to engage in mass deportations of immigrants who overstayed their visas. One suspects that there is big internal division at Immigration and Customs Enforcement about this, because the goalposts keep moving. The raids have not yet materialized. And again, I think the president's tweets are distracting from that internal fight within the administration.
Bruce, have fun in Dubrovnik. We've got to wind it up because we've got to spend some time trying to defend Australia. We'll talk to you next week. That was Bruce Shapiro, of course, from the Dart Centre for Journalism and Trauma at Columbia University. He's in Croatia, a place which, of course, has seen a lot of trauma of all sorts.